you've shown us. We ask you, Lord, that your spirit come upon us, your presence around us. We ask you for wisdom, guidance, and direction for our city leaders. We ask you, Lord, that your direction be given to them, presence just be upon them as they make decisions for our communities and this council. We ask this in Jesus' blessed name. Amen.
Amen.
Can we pledge allegiance, please?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you all. I'd like to call the October the 2nd, 2023 meeting to order. Motion to accept the minutes from the previous meeting.
Motion to accept.
Motion been made, regular second, accept the minutes of the previous meeting. Call the roll, please.
Jenny?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Allie?
Yes.
Teresa?
Yes.
Becky?
Yes.
And Joe is absent.
All right. Sign-in sheet. Patty? Pip?
It's not a complaint this time. It's a thank you.
Oh.
Turn that sign around on 434, and it has been a blessing. The car's still kind of wound up, but as soon as they see them lights on the sign, they'll shut it down. There's still a few that, you know, like to see how fast they're going. Right. But anyway, I want to tell you, thank you for the sign.
Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate
thank
it.
Well, thank you.
Thank you,
Daddy. Larry, Remy?
Got it.
Don't they have anything? Okay. All right, we'll move right on then. First thing on the agenda, and y'all don't have it on your all, but I do. It's Ms. Tarek will speak from the library.
Thank you again for having me come. Teresa has invited me to come back. I spoke almost a year ago when I first started as the director of the Bullitt County Public Library. Because there were questions on whether we were going to get rid of the Lebanon Junction branch, which we assured you were not. We're actually beginning our refresh of it. If you have not been in the Lebanon Junction branch of the Bullitt County Library, I encourage you to go. We have painted the whole inside. We have painted the outside, sandblasted the locomotive emblems on the front, so they have been painted. We have landscaped. We put a memorial garden in for the children of the family that were in the fire across from the library. The stones have been placed in the memorial garden for them. We have taken the computer carrels out. We used laptops completely there, which opens up the whole inside. We've replaced carpet. We have clean carpet, sealed tile. So it looks like a brand new library in there. So, and we're not done yet. We still have a few things. We're still waiting for the concrete to be finished, then we'll stripe the parking lot, and we have a new monument sign that's already been approved with the city council to place onto the library rather than on the street side. So that'll light up from behind also. So that'll really show that where the library is when you're going down on Preston Highway. So if you come in, some things that you can expect that most libraries don't have that we bring to Lebanon Junction is our early literacy program is a goal of all libraries, but specifically Bullitt County. We just put a new mural up, if you go in our children's area, the 1,000 books before kindergarten. So as kids read, after they read 100, they get a prize. 200 a prize, all the way up to 1,000 before kindergarten. The prizes increase. And we have a huge mural now on the children's wall that they have magnetics that they hang a picture frame on with their picture of it, and it goes all the way up the castle looking like, you know, the hair being laid down and all the little animals and things climbing around it. So they get to have their picture taken, and then they get to put it up and move their magnet up as the board. We also are doing Lebanon Junction Elementary Literacy Night event, as well as we're going to try to continue that through the school year. We do the homeschool laboratory there, which is, you all have one of the larger homeschools besides Shepherdsville in this county. So they have a continuous, the last time I heard, we have about 100 and something kids, families that come to the homeschool laboratory, and they join in with different activities, different programs, along with the books and literacy that we do for them. We want to continue to tell you that Teresa has sent us a yoga person, we'll call her that, a yogi, whatever they're called, a person that does yoga, and she can no longer continue doing that, but our library went out and found someone to do it that does it at other locations, so we will continue the adult yoga on a regular basis. We're doing Crafter Noon, which is if you sew, knit, crochet, woodwork, whatever project you may do, we're doing a crafter noon. You can bring yours in and do it with other crafters, or we'll have projects if you want to learn to sew, knit, crochet, woodworking. We'll do some of that with you. Of course, it's Halloween, so we're doing Serious Paranormal will be here, but they're not going to be talking necessarily just about paranormal. They're going to be talking about their equipment they use. We're specifically aimed at to the young adult, adult age. They're going to talk about the science behind the technology they use and how the engineering and such goes into all their investigations. The good thing is we have our Transit. That's our new vehicle. It's all decked out with library logos and such. We'll be in your parade, and our staff will be at the Main Street Festival handing out prizes and who knows what else they'll have there. We're working on an in-school and an after-school pop-up for the two middle schools that mostly go here, Burnham and Bullet Lick, so that we can continue to help with that. A little bit of literacy as well as just have some fun with it and try to put the two together. We'll do some at the school and some at the library. We do 3D printing at the library. We teach you how to 3D print, and we can also do it for you if you wish to come in and have something 3D printed. We've done things for businesses. We actually did a tooth recently for someone. Figure that one out. That was our newest thing. I was just emailed to me today, this morning, like, look what I printed this weekend. I was like, is that a tooth? They were like, yes. So I was like, oh my. Someone lost a tooth and replaced it. I don't know. I don't know if that was for Halloween, but it looked very real. So, but all of our locations have that, including here at Lebanon Junction. The coolest thing that all of our libraries have that I think will be really beneficial to everyone is something called our Library of Things. We call LOT. Our Library of Things are the try it before you buy it, and they can save you a lot of money. That's what we say. So we have things like if you're having a party, you have a karaoke machine, a cornhole set. If you have a movie you want to show, we have a projector, a projector screen with stand. If you want to do some homework, we have drill and home tool kits. We have pressure washers. We have an automobile code detector, you know, that thing you have to take it to AutoZone or to a mechanic and they put it on and tell you what the code means. We have one of those. We have digital cameras. We have snake cameras if you want it. We have all kinds of tools, games, you name it. We have it there. So instead of having to go buy it just for that one purpose, you want a bone machine or a blow-up house for your party or your child, instead of having to buy it or rent it, you can come to the library and check it out for free. And you get to keep it actually for 28 days or more. Mm-hmm. So it's not like you have to hurry up and get it and then return it really quickly, or you just have it for a few hours. You can use it over and over again for the whole month. So the one thing we always want to encourage people is we try to continuously do things at the Little County Library to help the community and to have people come in. But we can't make people come in. We can only encourage you. I think you'd be fascinated what a lot of people say is a small library has in it when you go in there, and especially that now that we've opened it up, how big it looks. Okay? So I encourage you to go in so we can maintain those hours and that staffing at that branch. Because just like any business, you don't have people coming in, and you can't pay people just to sit there and not do anything. That's me as a boss. So we want to make sure we can keep that going, so we encourage you to support it. So we're always asking, and we ask the fiscal court this when I present it to them, is our goal this year is to ask you, what can we do for you? We do everything from, if you have a book you want, an audio book you want, or something in our Library of Things you want, a board game you would like to have, anything, you can send that in, and we will probably 99% purchase it, unless it's something that's really rare, and like you'll be the only person to ever use it the whole time you're here. We've done that a couple times. If there's a program you'd like to see, let us know. We'll try to find somebody to come in and offer a service or offer a program. Some of our programmers themselves from other locations will come and do things that they've done at their locations. That's what happens. But we want to ask, so if there's something the library can do to help the citizens, help the council, fire departments, anything like that, those scholars, dads, those things, right? You are there. Let us know. That's what we're here for, is to help the community. And the way we know how to help you is to tell us. Okay? Anybody have any questions about the library? Or if you ever have any questions, I'm based out of Central. I'm usually at Lebanon Junction once a week. So you can always call and just ask for the director, and they'll send you to me, and I'm more than willing to listen. Or you can get my email from Teresa or Jenny. Let me know. I'm at festivals.
all the time, so you can pop in all the time. Me and Jenny are always beside each other, shaking hands when we see each other. So let us know. We'll be glad to help you out in one hand. Thank you for letting me have a little bit of your time.
Thank you. Appreciate it. All right. Move on to old business. We have the first reading of the tax rate ordinance of 2023-08.
All right, everyone, bear with me today. I got a lot to read, so I'll try and get through this quicker. I know something you can help us with is you can read these for me. No, I'm just kidding. All right. See, 11 on junction number 2023-08, ordinance number 2023-08. An ordinance relating to levying and ad valorem taxes on public services companies as of January 1st, 2023. Whereas the City Council of the City of Lebanon Junction determines that it is in the best interest of the public to levy taxes for the purposes of raising adequate revenue to repair and maintain city streets, public works, and public buildings. Excuse me, to provide emergency fire protection and law enforcement services, to pay salaries of city employees and officials, and to pay all proper charges and legal demands against the city. Now, therefore, it be ordained by the City Council of the City of Lebanon Junction, Board of County, Commonwealth of County, Section 1, an ad valorem tax of 34 cents per $100 of value of all property of public service companies in said city, which are assessed by the Department of Revenue, is hereby levied for the year of 2023 as of January 1st, 2023. Section 2, said levy is made for the purpose of raising revenue to repair and maintain city streets, public works, and public buildings, to provide emergency fire protection and law enforcement services, to pay salary to city employees and officials, and to pay all proper charges and legal demands against the city. Section 3. The provisions of ordinance number 2023-10 as to methods of collection and enforcement shall apply to the taxes levied herein. Section 4. All payments of taxes provided for shall be received by the city clerk slash treasurer at the business office of the City of Lebanon Junction, the address of 2071 Main Street, P.O. Box 69, Lebanon Junction, Kentucky, 4150. Section 5, the clerk is directed to advertise this ordinance as provided by law. Section 6, any ordinance or part of this of ordinances in conflict with this ordinance or with any part of this ordinance is hereby repealed. Section 7. Should any section, clause, line, paragraph, or part of this ordinance be held unconstitutional or invalid for any reason, the same shall not affect the remainder of this ordinance. It's the reading of ordinance number 8.
All right. Heard the reading. First reading of this, we'll read it at our next meeting. Discussion on it. No discussion, we will move on with the ordinance reading of 2023-09.
Reading of City of Lebanon Junction, ordinance number 2023-09, an ordinance relating to the levying of real property ad valorem taxes and providing assessments, equalization, and collection pursuant to the provisions of KRS 92.280. Whereas the City Council of the City of Lebanon Junction determined it is in the best interest of the public to levy taxes for the purposes of raising adequate revenue to repair and maintain city streets, public works, and public buildings, to provide emergency fire protection and law enforcement services, to pay salaries of the city employees and officials, and to pay all proper charges and legal demands against the city. Now, therefore, it be ordained by the City Council of the City of Lebanon Junction, Bullock County, Commonwealth of Kentucky, Section 1, the real property ad valorem tax of 0.2369 cents on each $100 of value for all real property taxable for municipal purposes except property assessed by the state in said city is hereby levied for the year 2023 as of January 1st, 2023. Said levy is made for the purpose of raising revenue to repair and maintain city streets, public works, and public buildings, to provide emergency fire protection and law enforcement services, to pay salaries for city employees and officials, and to pay all proper charges and legal demands against the city. Section 3, the assessment made by the Fulton County Property Valuation Administrator for the state and county purposes of 2023 shall be and is hereby adopted as the assessment for city purposes. The city tax bills shall be made from the county list in the property valuation administrator's book after they have been supervised and corrected by the county board of equalization. Section 4, the city clerk shall take the list of all persons subject to the city's city taxation who are not shown on the county's property valuation administrator's book and shall add the city's tax rolls a property apportion tax rolls, all property a portion of which is in the city where the value of the portion in the city is not shown on the property's valuation administrator's book. Section 5. The city clerk be and is hereby directed to prepare tax bills for all persons and organizations in the city of Lebanon Junction, Fulton County, Kentucky, against whom taxes have been levied, and said clerk is hereby directed to notify such persons and organizations by mail that on and after the date of January 1st, 2023, any tax bills remaining unpaid will be declared delinquent, and bear interest of 12% per annum on or 1% per month, or a fraction thereof until paid. In addition thereto, a penalty of 10% of the amount for the general purpose shall be added for non-payment when due. Said clerk shall also indicate that a discount of 2% will be allowed on bills paid within 1 month of the date tax bills are made. Section 6. All payments of taxes provided for herein shall be made to the city clerk / treasurer at the business of the City of Lebanon Junction, 271 Main Street, P.O. Box 69, Lebanon Junction, Kentucky, 4150. After January 1st, 2023, the city clerk shall mark unpaid bills in red ink delinquent and add a penalty of 10% as provided herein and report to the city council the number of unpaid bills and the amounts thereof, and the mayor will check all tax bills and correct errors, if any, and deliver the tax books back to the clerk, who will proceed with the collection of all delinquent taxes, penalties, and interest, and will report to the city council and its at its regular meeting each month. Section 8, the clerk is directed to advertise its ordinance as provided by law. Section 9, any ordinance or part of this ordinance in conflict with this ordinance or any part thereof of this ordinance is hereby repealed. Should any section, clause, line, paragraph, or part of this ordinance be held unconstitutional and invalid for any reason, the same shall not affect the remainder of the ordinance. That's the reading of
23-09. Any discussion? Okay. We will proceed on with ordinance 2023-10, real property.
The reading of City of Lebanon Junction ordinance number 2023-10, an ordinance relating to the levying of personal property ad valorem taxes as providing assessment equalization and collection pursuant to the provisions of KRS 992.280. The City Council of the City of Lebanon Junction determines that it is in the best interest of the public to levy taxes for the purposes of raising adequate revenue to repair and maintain city streets, public works, and public buildings, to provide emergency fire protection and law enforcement services, to pay salaries of city employees and officials, and to pay all proper charges and legal demands against the city. Now, therefore, be it ordained by the City Council of the City of Lebanon Junction, Bullock County, the Commonwealth of Kentucky, excuse me, Section 1, a personal property ad valorem tax of 0.2369 cents on each $100 of value of all personal property taxable for municipal purposes except property assessed by the state in said city is hereby levied for all for the year of 2023 as of January 1st, 2023. Section 2. Said levy is made for the purpose of raising revenue to repair and maintain city streets, public works, and public buildings, to provide emergency fire protection and law enforcement services, to pay the salary of city employees and officials, and to pay all proper charges and legal demands against the city. Section 3. The assessment made by the Bullock County Property Valuation Administrator for the state and county purposes for 2023 shall be and is hereby adopted as the assessment for the city purposes. These taxes, as they relate to motor vehicles and boats, shall be collected by the Bullock County Clerk as provided by KRS 132.487. Section 4, the City Clerk be and is hereby directed to forward to the Department of Property Valuation, 200 Fair Oak Lane, Frankfort, Kentucky, 4620. A 2023 motor vehicle rate certificate for the year 2023. Section 5. All payments of taxes provided for herein shall be received by the City Clerk / Treasurer at the Business Office of the City of Lebanon Junction, 271 Main Street, P.O. Box 69, Lebanon Junction, Kentucky, 4150. Section 6. Clerk is directed to advertise this ordinance as provided by law. Section 7. Any ordinance or part of this ordinance in conflict with this ordinance or any part of this ordinance is hereby by repeal. Section 8. Should any section, clause, line, paragraph, or part of this ordinance be held unconstitutional or invalid for any reason, the same shall not affect the remainder of this ordinance. That is the reading of ordinance number 2023-10.
All right. You've heard the brief reading. The next thing is to go ahead and set a meeting for the second reading. So we're behind with this right now. So we have it down for Monday at 9 o'clock. I mean, 9. Tonight at 5 o'clock. Is that good with everybody?
Yes, I mean, Monday at 5 o'clock,
yeah. Like I said, this week is just hectic with the festival coming on, and we got so much stuff going on every afternoon, every night, and Thursday. We got something every day. So in doing so, I'd like to, if it's good with y'all, Monday, 5 o'clock, be our second reading. We get it over with pretty quick.
I'm good with 5.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, that's what it'll be. New business. We have the deferred compensation plan to be signed. Need to read.
Yep. Kentucky Employee 457 Deferred Compensation Plan and Kentucky Public Employee 401k Deferred Compensation Plan Joiner Agreement. This joiner agreement is executed this Tuesday of October 2023. By and between the Kentucky Public Employees Deferred Compensation Authority, hereafter KDC, and the City of Lebanon Junction, hereafter participating employer or employer. Whereas the General Assembly of the Commonwealth of Kentucky has entered Section 18A.230 through 18A.275 to the Kentucky Revised Statutes KRS, creating the Board of Trustees of the KDC, the Board, and whereas the KDC is authorized by such legislation to implement and administer the Kentucky Employee 457 Deferred Compensation Plan, the 457 plan, and the Kentucky Public Employee 401k Deferred Compensation Plan, which includes the deemed IRA program, hereafter 401k plan, the 457 plan, and the 401k plan, plan hereafter referred to together as the plans. And whereas the boards adopted the Kentucky Employees 457 Deferred Compensation Trust 2012, the Kentucky Public Employees 401k Deferred Compensation Trust and the Kentucky Public Employees Deferred Compensation Authority deemed IRA trust together, the trust, in connection with the plan to hold and invest assets of the plan for the exclusive benefit of participants of the plan. And whereas employer is authorized and has by act of its government body elected to participate in the plan for the benefit of its employee, and whereas KDC acts as planned administrator of the plans. Whereas, unless otherwise defined herein, capitalized terms shall have their meaning as defined in the plan, and such terms shall be hereby incorporated by reference. Now, therefore, be considered of the premise and the mutual promise, covenants, and agreements contained herein. The parties do agree as follows. Number one, appointment of KDC as agent of employer. Employer has adopted the plan as participating employer. A copy of the plan and related trust are available upon request. The plan shall be administered by the KDC. Employer appoints KDC as its agent to execute participate agreements with any employee of employer by which he/she becomes a participant of the plan, enroll all employees in the plan, and administer the plan on behalf of employer in accordance with the terms of the plan. KDC procedures and this agreement, each employee shall be eligible for a KDC deemed IRA program. Employer authorizes KDC to perform any and all other acts incidental to the administration of this plan. Employer shall perform those functions which are specifically enumerated in the KDC procedures and shall disclose the KDC such information as may be required for tax law purposes or for tax law compliance. KDC may rely on such information for all plan purposes. Employers shall contribute to the trust's all employee deferrals within 15 days after payday. If an employee's sponsors any other deferral compensation, 401k plans other than the plans, or any tax sheltered programs, employers shall have the sole responsibility to maintain compliance with the applicable tax provisions with respect to such plans, including but not limited to combined contribution limits. Number two, enrolled procedures with holding and reporting. Employer adopts, consents to, and agrees to act in accordance with the procedures for the enrollment of all employees, the withholding of deferred amounts, reporting of contributions and distributions, and the remittance of the deferred amounts to the trusts, and where applicable, taking appropriate corrective measures as determined by the KDC for maintaining compliance with the plan terms and the requirements of law. Employer agrees to deliver a participation agreement to each eligible part-time employee in accordance with the applicable federal law, tax law, with the applicable federal tax law, and plan provisions. Any costs, liabilities, and expenses resulting from employees' failure to do so shall be paid by employer, not the KDC. KDC may direct employers with respect to such corrective measures to ensure compliance with the plans and applicable law. Employers shall update and return the employer data sheet attached here to. Employers shall also deliver employer-related information upon request of the KDC. Employer represents and warrants the KDC that all such information is complete and accurate. Confidentiality. Employer understands. Excuse me. Employer understands and consents to KDC's use of disclosure of any and all information delivered by employer to KDC to carry out the purpose of this agreement, including but not limited to disclosure of information to federal and state agencies with jurisdiction over the plan or trusts, over the plans or trusts. Communication with participants. Employers agree that it will not communicate with employees or participants concerning KDC or the plans unless such communication has been approved in advance by the KDC. Terms. The terms of this agreement shall be for a period beginning on the date of its execution and ending on the date there are no accounts of the employer's employees remaining in the plan. This agreement replaces and supersedes any joinder agreement entered into by the parties prior to the effective date of this agreement. Amendment. This agreement may be amended in writing signed by both parties. In addition, KDC may amend this agreement by delivering a written amendment to the employer. If the employer does not object in writing within 90 days of receiving this agreement, this agreement shall be deemed amended in accordance with such written amendment. Applicable law. This agreement shall be considered construed in accordance with the laws of the Commonwealth of Kentucky. And that is the reading of that.
Is this what they have already? So we just have to go through this every year? Yeah. Or do you need a motion?
So, yeah, we got the resolution also.
Okay. Oh. Pass that.
Any discussion on this other than what you got, Teresa?
Anybody? Else?
So we have a resolution of the governing body going to it. You got that?
Which one is
the resolution?
Oh, the back
part?
Yeah, sorry.
Which one?
Go to the back. Oh. My mistake. Sorry, guys, there's more.
Resolution of governing body, City of Lebanon Junction. Whereas the General Assembly of the Commonwealth of Kentucky has enacted section 18A.230 through 18A.275 of the KRS authorizing the creation of the Kentucky Public Employees Deferred Compensation Authority Board of Trustees and the establishment of the Kentucky Public Employees Deferred Compensation Authority, KDC, and wherefore the Commonwealth by KDC sponsors the Kentucky Employees 457 Deferred Compensation Plan and the Kentucky Public Employees 401k Deferred Compensation Plan, which includes KDC's deemed IRA program, the plans, for adoption by local governmental political subdivisions and units. Whereas governmental unit wishes to adopt and enter that certain joint agreement attached hereto, dated October 2nd, 2023. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the City of Lebanon Junction of the governmental unit of the Commonwealth of Kentucky hereby enters and adopts the joint agreement with KDC for participation in the 457 plan and the 401k plan for the benefits of its eligible employees, and further resolved that Larry Dangerfield, the mayor, be and is hereby authorized and directed by the government unit to execute the joint agreement with the KDC, which authorizes KDC to administer the plan on behalf of the government unit, governmental unit, excuse me, and to do all further acts and things and to execute all further documents remaining which the authorized signatory determines to be necessary as desirable in order to effect this resolution. And that is the reading of the
action. You all heard the agreements and the resolution. We'll make a motion to accept.
Motion to accept.
Second.
Second. Motion been made, ready to second, accept the resolution. Have me sign it. Call the roll.
Tim?
Yes.
Jenny?
Yes.
Teresa?
Yes.
Allie?
Yes.
Becky?
Yes.
And Joe is absent.
All right. Second, the text amendment. So y'all got that on your phones and copies and what have you.
So these are things that the county has wished for us to approve. So I'll just jump right in and read them to us. I won't get into the minutes because I've read them and I don't think you guys can agree with them. And they're like 18 pages. So we'll just go ahead and go forward with that. So 2023 T-02 section 5.803 industrial zoning landscaping landscape regulation text amendment for the addition of section 5.803 adding regulations for landscaping requirements on industrial zoning property. The requested text amendments develops more robust landscaping requirements for IL and IG zone properties. The applicants have applied for the amendments to the Bullock County City Zoning Order as amended and the Bullock County City Zoning Map as amended. The Bullock County Commission, pursuant to the provision of the KRS 100.211 Section 1, held a public hearing concerning said application on September 14th of this year, 2023. Based upon the testimony of the applicants and the proponents, the Bullock County Planning Commission finds that the proposed amendment should be approved. Because the testimony received at the public hearing is summarized herein, the Bullock County Planning Commission recommends this requested text amendment be approved and sends a favorable recommendation to the City of Lebanon Junction. So they're basically requesting that we get documentation of their...
Is there any questions, discussion, or anything on it before we vote?
Need a motion? I'd like to make the motion that we do what they're asking because it can only make things look nicer when these warehouses
All right.
are coming in.
And second. Will. Yeah.
You have a second? You got a motion made, ready to second, to accept agreement with the plan of zone on the text amendment? Oh. Call roll, please.
Jenny?
Yes.
Becky?
Yes.
Allie?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Teresa?
Yes.
And Joe's absent.
All right, Mike. Landscape regulation.
This is the next one. Again, it's just another thing the county's asking us to do with regards to its definitions with regards to landscape, so let's jump right in it. 2023 T-03 Special Overlay Directive Text Amendment adding definitions for type 1, 2, 3, and 4 landscaping and adjoining boundary. The required text amendment develops definitions for landscaping types 1, 2, 3, and 4 and adjoins the boundary. And adjusts the boundary, excuse me. The applicants have applied for an amendment to the Bullitt County City Zoning Order as amended, and the Bullitt County City and the Bullitt County City Zoning Map as amended. The Bullitt County Planning Commission, pursuant to the provision of the KRS 100.211 Section 1, held a public hearing concerning said applications on September 14th of 2023, based upon the testimony of the applicants and the pursuit and or proponents. The Bullitt County Planning Commission finds that the proposed amendment should be approved. Because the testimony received at the public hearing is summarized herein, the Bullitt County Planning Commission recommends this requested text amendment be approved and sends favorable recommendation to the City of Lebanon Junction. So what they're asking us here to do is to approve their request to add these definitions for type 1, 2, 3, 4 landscaping and adjusting boundaries. So that is what we're requesting a motion for here today.
Any discussion?
Is this the same thing as what we just talked about with Evelyn? I mean, we don't have any parameters of what they're going to change them to.
So there's generally, I can go into if you'd like.
It's the one I emailed you.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. So yeah. I've read that.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, about the trees, this and that. And
I'll make a motion, we accept it.
Second.
Motion been made, regularly second. No more discussion. Call the roll.
Allie.
Yes.
Tim.
Yes.
Jenny.
Yes.
Teresa.
Yes.
Becky.
Yes.
And Joe is absent.
All righty. That's all the business we have on the agenda. Adam's not here. I think Nikki's back there. Nikki, got anything?
So we had 40 runs last month, and we didn't bill for any. So.
Alrighty then. Okay, Terry, Chief.
We had 158 runs total for the month. A lot of it was car accidents out on I-65. If you haven't been on I-65 today, all traffic is over on the northbound side now, south and north. And have you said anything about Puzzard that's back to work with us? So we had Puzzard back, he come back to work for us, so that gives us a total of 5 now. So if you see the old Explorer running around, that's another warm body in it. So I'm gonna be doing some schedule changing around so we can try to get this covered 24/7. And speeding that we've been getting complained about, I've been going out all day trying to do some speeders. I'm sitting here and there. So we're trying to take care of that too.
I know what that means. And the county's still hanging around too. I seen them giving some tickets the other afternoon.
Yeah. Well, you got state police hanging around too, so you get a ticket, just
yeah.
Pay it. So you don't get a warrant.
Is that all you got, Chief?
That's it. Thank you.
Chaz?
We got the water tower roof tank is dry. The contractor came in Friday. They got a pressure work on the outside. They cleaned the inside. We started painting the outside today. That's on our contract we have with them. And, they'd probably be done by. We're running the town off of the East Oak tank right now. We do it by hand. We do it by the pump. This should be done by Wednesday. Hopefully, when it starts filling back up. So we had to fill it up so far, we had to re-pump it, put some more water in it, take it back to T-sample, make sure everything's good first. And the Argenbright is supposed to be here this week, put the equipment in. I don't know about it, want to go in. To start on the Dennis Drive water line project, that's what he told me. I don't know what day he's going to start moving his equipment in. We had a division of water inspection, field inspection this month, and then we had the division of water inspection for the paperwork and everything, and everything went through. And I got the results back from the lead and copper samples, and everybody was within the limits of all the samples that we took. So that was off good. I sent it off to the Division of Water. So that's all I got.
Okay. I'd like to thank Chad and them too. They've been out tearing out the sidewalks and fixing the storm drains over here, getting ready for the festival. Got that going on. And we have proceeded forward with trying to get, I met with Rural Water and the Commission for the County and stuff, so the asbestos line that we had down on the old side goes into under the railroad tracks. We've been having issues out of it. So we got that. Chad and us talked it up and we presented that, and they're putting that in the old lead line, the lines that is in the city. We're trying to get something formulated and put together through that. And with the help of Louisville Water and the rest of them, they kind of rate these jobs. They are moving us up into that area. So it looks like it's going to really help us out. So it's not been put to pen and paper 100%, but it's in the making. Oh, that it, Chad? Okay. Becky? Teresa? Allie?
Yes, I do. I had a citizen of the town want to know if we could put up a sign like they have on Pumpkin Road that says no semis allowed, both on Airport Road and possibly Collins Hill Road.
You got the sign man in your back pocket. If the mayor said it.
Airport road.
Well, let's face it, you get a semi on Airport
Collins Hill Road, just a very, very little short piece of that's in ours, and they could come in from the other end for the county side.
It was just brought up to me, and so I told the lady I would bring it to you.
Right. Pardon me?
We got people that drive 18-wheelers home.
That's what I was getting ready to say. We got people who live down there that drives 18-wheelers. They got to take them home, so it's justifiably a road that's being used for that purpose. If you get somebody that don't know what they're doing and driving, you got a problem.
This is true.
Is there anything else, Alan?
No, that's all.
Okay. Jenny? Tim?
Yeah, I had some people asking about the spot on 61. I know it's a state road, just north of the library, or the post office that's getting bad again. Sort of notice again, and underneath the intersection of the turnpike there, 65. I know that it's
65, they patched that one.
Yeah.
Talk about patching this other one. Like, say, in Tom Huffman come out and looked at it, and they've all come and looked, and they just keep saying they're going to fix it. The same as not the 11 junk, because you go out towards 733, it's
right.
Bad out there.
Right.
We've got several places, and it ranks right up there with the railroad crossings.
Right.
It's all noted and all been requested, and everybody's called and done their parts, but as everybody knows, the state's a state, and I can ask them, and I'm really blessed that they passed under 65. They did. And I keep getting the statement that that road's going to be overlaid all the way through, and the exchange is going to be fixed, and they changed it over to the other side. Only everybody's been up there, but the stop sign at the top of the ramp, if you're avoiding going south, it's not there now. You can go all the way down almost to the river before you merge back in. So they made that tremendously better. I got on it today knowing I was in a hurry, but I figured that's my best route. But at the top of that wreck with the stop signs and Dan Terry and the fire department, all of them know, tremendous amount of wrecks we've had have been right there. People don't stop. Well, that's gone now. So.
That's all.
Okay. Joe, he's not here. I'd like to invite everybody out to the festival. I'd like to thank you. It's the same way. We brought it up to them. It's a state highway, you know. So they know that's there. Yeah, there's a big dip right in that curve. And I mean, they're mounting up more and more and more, you know. And we keep taking it to them, but you know how it is. But believe me, we're working on it. We're complaining about it. I'm not getting anywhere with it.
But they are state roads.
Yes, they're all state highways, yes.
Pardon me? Came to my memory about us, you know, complaining on tracks. I believe I've heard from several citizens that have called in. Yes. They're just not doing anything.
Like we were discussing a while ago, Belmont has the same issue. I was in E-Town the other day. You'd think E-Town would have everything going their way. Theirs is awful also. It's just, and it's federal where you are. We keep bringing it to their attention.
We're bound to get somewhere.
Yeah, we always, they say that squeaky wheel gets it, but it's not working right now. And as I started saying, I'd like to thank everybody that's helped with the festival. I know there's been a lot of time and effort put into it this year. We're actually planning on having a phenomenal festival. There's only room for, I say this, but we can make room for anything if we had to, but there's only, based on last year's numbers, 4 or 5 spots that's not been taken up for booths and stuff. We've had a full slate of food vendors. Everything's going on. The jail, and there again, like, take time to thank the inmates and for coming over and working with us. They come just about every day. Some of them do, and they've just been a big asset to us. And the jailer over there, he's real helpful with us. They came through the day, one day, this last week, right a part of the week, and went up, cleaned the streets on Church Street. They had the inmates out. They've done a great job. They're already slated to come back and help us set everything up Friday, and they're going to come back Sunday and help us tear it all down and clean up as they always do. And I just like to say, I can't reiterate enough about what's going on. Just everybody's really stepped up. We've had a meeting that's either had anywhere from 10 to 17, 18 people every other Wednesday, every other Thursday or Wednesday, where we've had them scheduled, and it's just been phenomenal. It has. And we got the train. We got the train from Jim Eaton.
I got
it. And
took it back.
Did you get it back?
Took it back.
We'll pick it back up Wednesday.
So we went over and got it, and Jim Eaton's forgotten, let it out to us, and somebody else had it already reserved. So they come and they, you know how you rob a train? They robbed the train. So anyway, we're getting it back. So everything's set up for that. We have a lot more people offering to help, as I said, and we're having more bouncy houses for the kids, and it's just everything's grown to a bigger level this time, and I'm proud of it. Donations is just unreal. So with that, what time is it?
Time to adjourn. I make the motion that we adjourn.
Second.
Both been made to adjourn, regularly seconded. All in favor? All in favor. Call
Jenny?
Yes.
Becky?
Yes.
Teresa?
Yes.
Allie?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
And Joe's absent.
Thank you, everybody.